نزار شعر فوا بعد شيخ فتوت شاه حكيم محمد اختر رحمة الله عليه نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. We are being blessed with the new goblets of wine of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر راہ عشق میں باوفا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم کرنا نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت دو دیکھو محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the kalam of Aibillah Hazrat Ajaz Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Afsar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. That those people that are giving their life every second for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are those people who are separating themselves from the temporary idols. It is only logical that a person sacrifices himself for Allah ta'ala every second and every moment. He is ready to break his heart for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We possess absolutely nothing. Everything has been bestowed by Allah ta'ala. Therefore, we should remain far from all the women and all the temporary idols of the world. وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. It is an accepted rule when it comes to drinking liquor that the older the wine gets, the more enjoyable it becomes. However, the new goblets, the new enjoyments that are given all the time, a person is sometimes shocked as to what new things Allah Ta'ala puts into his heart. Sometimes whilst a person is in salah, or whilst lying down, or just being involved in some work, what strange and new things Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala puts in his heart. This condition is for those people who hand themselves over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر راہ عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. Sometimes by giving your heart, sometimes by giving your life in the path of Allah, in the path of love, راہ عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. They are becoming royal. There are many things that a person desires to do and wants to enjoy, but it is against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person breaks his heart. He uses a sword and cuts the heart into pieces. Some even sacrifice their lives. The more a person surrenders to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, the closer a person will get closer to Allah Ta'ala. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. By sacrificing our pleasure for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we are becoming amongst the truthful ones and those whom Allah Ta'ala purifies. We have our desires, and on the other hand, there are the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also before us. The desires have been placed there to test us, to see our loyalty. If we submit to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it shows that we are truthful in our claim of being His servants. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. Sometimes we are drinking the blood of our desires. By annihilating ourselves, by annihilating oneself is attaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person really wanted to commit a sin, but he abstained only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is being referred to in this stanza as to drinking the blood of our desires. The more one destroys his desires, the more a person will become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tujhe ho mubarak ye ashko nadamat, نئے باب الفت کے واہ واہ ہو رہے ہیں. May you be blessed with the tears of regret, of remorse, grief, difficulty. A new door of love is being opened up there. At some time or the other. But this shouldn't make us reach the stage of despondency. We should make dua that, Ya Allah, my nafs is still overpowering me. I still desire to do things to please myself. I leave out casting evil glances at women that I am not supposed to look at. When a person thinks of this and sheds the tears of regret, then he is blessed with a new door of mercy and kindness. نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں. Example, if an employee tells the employer that he is unable to manage the work, perhaps the employer will become upset. But yet Allah Ta'ala showers his kindness on a person that expresses his helplessness before him. یہ شان کرم کرنا لائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. These are the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon the unworthy servant. Every moment He is showering His kindness. We are most unworthy, yet Allah Ta'ala bestows us with countless favors at every moment. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو, محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. Look at the miracle of love, O اختر. A person is a king, but here he is a simple, ordinary person. In the Haram of Makkah Sharif, Everyone is making tawaf dressed in one type of clothing, the ihram. Whether he is a king or just, whether he is a king or just an ordinary person, when the love of Allah Ta'ala is in the heart, then even a king is an ordinary person.
Manana Abdullah is from Australia. Revert to Islam. You also revert, or your parents? You also. MashaAllah. His parents also, and very staunch on Islam. And Australia is not an easy place to practice Islam, like many other countries. But MashaAllah, in spite of that, we all should take inspiration. And great lessons to learn. We benefit from their life and their sacrifices which they are doing. In fact, Monana just wrote that Australia is really impossible that you can keep chickens in your backyard. But mashallah, they are keeping, slaughtering them properly. Where there's a will, there's a way. And where you don't want to, there are 1,000 excuses. If you want to do it, you can do it. Allah give us tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. So just inshallah I will say a few words at the special request of Hadrat. So alhamdulillah, what comes into my heart, because again he just informed me to say a few words now, is that this effort of coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very great effort, a very great sacrifice, and struggle is required. And one important thing is that we always look at our destination. We always look at what we want to achieve. We should not be looking at those that are around us and not comparing ourselves to others. That our focus is only Allah. That how I can develop my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how weak is my relationship with Allah. That this struggle and this sacrifice is something that we have to make continuously. It's not that just in the time of Ramadan, in the last 10 days we exert ourselves and then we take it easy. No, this is the time when we exert ourselves as much as possible, and we continue with that struggle and that sacrifice, and even for a moment we don't leave. Because as soon as we gain that proximity, that nearness to Allah, as soon as we gain something from this Mubarak month of Ramadan and this Mubarak Majalis, then as soon as we leave it, it's very hard to get it back. It's very hard to have that istiqamah and steadfastness. So my brothers, so this is why that we should always be continuous in our efforts. And we get so much benefit, even from the simple prescriptions of our Shaykh, and even through the simple prescriptions, and even through Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Each one of the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has so much benefit and so much nur for us. Nothing is insignificant. Someone sent me a post where it mentioned that it is Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to partake of dates at the time of suhoor. And we know this. But when I saw this, it took so much to my heart, that the amount of dates that I would have at the iftar, I also have at the time of suhoor, knowing this is the sunnah of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just following this sunnah, there's so much nur, there's so much benefit for us. And I just finish with one thing, is that there was once a father that he gave some nasiha to his son before he passed away. And his advice was that whatever I wanted to do in my life, I could never do what I expected. I was never able to do what I expected. What this means is that whatever we try to do, whatever program we try to set up in our lives, in our daily lives, whether it be the adhkar and the salat and the recitation of Mubarak, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever we do, we can never perfect our routine. We can never fulfill what we wanted to do. We are always fall short. There's always a day that something falls short. Maybe we are not able to recite the Quran and Majid in the way they were supposed to. Maybe we're not able to do all of those salat which we wanted to do. And that routine cannot be. There's always something that is falling short. And this shows our weakness, that we are like the child that falls down and the parents pick them up. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are insignificant. So my dear respected brothers and friends and ulama, then inshallah with these few words that we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts us, and you have the most benefit that this sacrifice we put in, that everything is appreciated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a shukur, that whatever sacrifice we do according to the individual, that's why we don't look at other people. The sacrifice of one may be in very simple views the same as the other, but in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they're not equal. So inshallah that we continue to struggle and sacrifice and benefit as much as we can from this Mubarak. مجالس أنا أحد الشيك إن شاء الله. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم.
Also, Maulana, what the whole family, they had come here to Azadwal with the niyat of making hijrat and staying permanently here. But unfortunately, their paperwork couldn't get sorted out, make dua. They are still very keen to come, that if Allah make it possible that the paperwork can get sorted out, inshallah. Maulana Ridwan, mashallah, he graduated here in the madrasa. He's there in reunion and he's running a Darul Uloom and doing, mashallah, Darunum work also properly, Khanqa work also properly, and mashallah, he's brought so many youngsters and people from reunion. The way they were just coming in, I was wondering if anyone left in reunion. Mashallah, he's brought so many people, very, works very hard amongst the youth also, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, salatu salamu ala Rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. أما بعد، الحمد لله. Actually, have that said that alhamdulillah many students came, but I was also surprised that no khas i'lan was done. And subhanallah, sometime we just spoke to one student a third time, and Maghrib time he decided he just took his ticket. And whatever came that time in our heart, that people who were not really connected also when they heard about the Khanqa program, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala brought them here. And what came in our heart that time is that actually it is Hazrat Ikhlas and Mujahada's Barakat. Like Hazrat teaches, alhamdulillah, Yaqadam uttenahi utai jai ayanahi la yagaya. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala brought us here, alhamdulillah, and we have to make a lot of shukr. Hazrat taught us every time, alhamdulillah, that in the Quran Kareem, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'iyyati khasfa of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, is when we look not with a'mal but with sifat. إن الله مع الصابرين إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. And shukr is very, very great qualities. وقليل من عبادي الشكور. على مشابير عثماني ساب رحمة الله عليه says that whatever is rare is got value. And here Allah تبارك وتعالى said that few people from my banda are shakur. So if we become from those few people, inshallah, will have value also in the sight of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to make this dua, Allahumma ja'alni min qalili ibadik. Oh Allah, make me from the small group of your servants, yani from the shakirin. So alhamdulillah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give Hazrat inshallah long life with afia and make us benefit and listen very attentively. Every word is very important, and we can inshallah consider that it is from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If we sit with an open heart, I'm speaking for myself firstly, inshallah Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will give us benefit. Like Hazrat explained, even if we are there is a waterfall and we put a glass but upside down, then nothing will come inside. But when it is under a tape, even one drop, but the glass is on the right hand side, then inshallah will have a lot of benefit. Alhamdulillah, we are in the month of Ramadan, and like Hazrat explained to us, alhamdulillah, there is a great link with the Quran Kareem. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has revealed His Kalam Mubarak in this month, and the more we'll be connected to the Quran Kareem, the more inshallah we'll be connected to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is as if Allah Ta'ala is speaking to us every day. Mashallah, Hazrat is explaining to us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah Tabarak is addressing us. And this is something very important. Like if somebody is speaking to us and we turn away, obviously it won't be polite, it won't be adab. So the same way when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, we have to listen attentively. So connecting to our Quran Kareem, tilawat of Quran Kareem also is important. The iman bil Quran, like Hazrat explained to us, the seven rites of the Qur'an Kareem, and the more inshallah we'll keep on reading, making tadabbur, listening,
and trying to understand through the words of Hazrat, through the word, the explanation of the Salafus Salihin, of the Ulama'i Haqqa, who explained to us, Alhamdulillah, and who give us also a touch of the explanation with the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is something that we can't get anywhere. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept, inshallah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala protect us from all the fitna, from all the rukawat, the obstacle, who can prevent us. And one thing, inshallah, just to conclude, one very, very important sometime which can prevent us to go front is that, like the ulama explained to us, Hazrat explained to us, that this is the kibra. And it's something, sometime it comes into the heart, and like Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi said in his ash'ar also, what we learn by the Buzurgani Deen, apne aap ko mitana. Then we have to erase ourselves. We are nothing. The more, inshallah, we'll go closer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and the more Allah Tabarak will put this in our heart, inshallah, inshallah, we'll have the most benefit. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept, inshallah, our coming here, and may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us understanding.
Dr. Abdul Ghani is originally from Nigeria, but he settled in New Zealand, and mashallah, he's doing, as a doctor, he's 4 months every year he gives, and mashallah, he, together with his wife, very regular with their wazaif. They don't miss out on their zikr, which is a very, very important thing for our istiqamah to remain steadfast and our taraqti, our progress. That is very, very important. And mashallah, being there in New Zealand, but he's running a madrasa here in Nigeria. But the building almost complete now? Ji, mashallah. And he Fikr of Deen as a medical doctor. Ji, mashallah, his Fikr for Deen is very great. Mashallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant long life with good health and afia to our madrasa. He has good command of each and every one of us. Alhamdulillah. So, alhamdulillah, I have nothing more to say, especially in presence of you, my elders, and ulama-i kiram. But what I've come to realize is that is very, very important that we should never feel satisfied with whatever we're doing, especially in the effort of deen. Because no matter what we do, we cannot fulfill the right of this effort of deen. And that's why, alhamdulillah, especially in this day and age, you know, with fitna and facade around us, I don't know how you feel, but every minute I feel I'm being attacked from all directions. So if we are not connected to our mashaykh, then we don't know what to become of us. So this one is very, very essential, especially in these days, to be under the sober of our akabirin. So alhamdulillah for this, alhamdulillah also, not only for myself, I feel this, especially for my family as well. In fact, I was just very surprised before I came, each time I'm coming, my wife always asked me, are you going alone? You're going Jama'ah alone. Most of the time. Are you going to Kanka alone as well? What of me? I say, only for men in the masjid. There's no room for women. May Allah forgive me, I didn't realize that also women also, they also need Islam. They also, alhamdulillah, she also take birth under our adrasa. So alhamdulillah, I know that alhamdulillah, there is provision for women as well. So inshallah, I make intention, inshallah, next time inshallah, we'll come. I come with her, inshallah, so she will not be deprived as well. So it's very important also we make efforts among our families as well, especially our lady folks, how also they can become dindar, how they can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've got everything. Or if we lose Allah, we have lost everything. And especially in this day and age, it's very, very important that we keep striving. We keep striving. And the more we strive, the more we'll be attacked as well. And the more we attack, the more we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other way to go except to the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, protect our generations on the day of Qiyamah from all the fitna that we are facing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be connected to our mashayikh, so that alhamdulillah under this umbrella, inshallah, we'll be safeguided. Jazakumullah khair.